Good morning and welcome to HealthWorks. This is Carol Kinnear, Community Relations Manager for Wayne Memorial Hospital. Thank you for joining us today. For those of you that may not know, June is National Safety Month. So my guest today is Rebecca Ryback. Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. And Rebecca is the first time on our show. Yes. So welcome. This is going to be really fun.
I'm excited to be here. Thank you for having me here.
I'm so excited to have you here too. You are the coordinator for the Northeast Highway Safety Program, correct?
Yes.
That's a mouthful.
Right.
And I'm sure in your line of work, you do a lot.
Right.
So you want to take some time before we kind of get into our topics and I ask you tons of questions is kind of what do you do in your role?
Sure. So I'm, like you said, I'm the coordinator of the Northeast Highway Safety Program. I've been a coordinator for about 20 years. There's only two of us in the department, and we cover the counties of Luzerne, Wayne, Wyoming, and Susquehanna County. This is a grant through PennDOT, and our office is in Wilkes-Barre, and our grant is actually through Luzerne County under the district attorney's office. So we operate down there, and we've been in that office for about 5 years. Mm. Prior to that, our office was at Catholic Social Services in Wilkes-Barre. So, and that's kind of where we're housed. So, there are many of coordinators around the state that do exactly what I do, and we cover all topics from car seats to older drivers in between to teen drivers, pedestrian, bus safety, bike safety. So we cover a lot of education on that. Mm-hmm. And it's a great job, very fulfilling, and we love to keep people safe.
Right. And you do an amazing job, you know, with the information, and we've partnered with you. Yes. On many things. I think it was maybe 2 or 3 years ago we did our car seat check here at Wayne Memorial Hospital. So those things are just really awesome for our community.
Right.
And you go out to community groups, right? Also, and do education.
Yes, we cover, we do anything from summer camps, now that we're talking about summer, preschools, daycares, elementary schools, middle schools, high schools, and we do senior centers. We've covered all the senior centers up here in Wayne County, and we'll talk about pedestrian winter driving with them, safe driving. There's a yellow dot program that we talk about with the older drivers. Mm-hmm. Yes, we anywhere and anything, do a lot of health fairs, just a lot of education and outreach.
Right, right. And actually, now that you're talking about it, we're going to reach out to you for our school program in October.
Awesome. We'll be there.
And you'll have a great resource table for our high school students, which is never too early to teach them the safety of driving. Right?
Absolutely.
Or even, what we're going to talk about today is some of the summer safety tips that we look at, right?
Right.
It's summertime. Most of our schools are out by now. We want to look at all ages. But, some things that we see a lot of is maybe kids on bicycles. Yes. What are, or even, some of the older kids using ATVs.
Right.
What are some of the, safety, tips that we can really give out to parents and our listeners today?
Right. So first and foremost, obviously, everybody should be wearing a helmet. On a bike, scooter, rollerblades, roller skate, especially ATVs. We want you to obviously check with your state laws. Now, in Pennsylvania for bike, there is a law that they should wear a helmet till you're 12. Now, obviously, we teach kids. Do you think after you're 12 years old, you should stop wearing a helmet? No, of course not.
Right.
Kids are fast. Cars are fast, and we want to make sure that they stay safe. Now, of course, they could also help out by wearing elbow pads, knee pads, long sleeves, anything that will minimize cutting of, scraping your arms or, mm-hmm. Everything like that. We also suggest wearing sneakers. A lot of kids, I have two boys, they like to hop on their bikes and scooters right after the pool. They have no shoes on or flip-flops, slides. Those things, could get dangerous. Mm-hmm. You don't mm-hmm. want to be cutting up your feet and stuff like that. So, again, as far as bike safety, helmets most important. Ride with friends. Ride with a grown-up. Look left, right, and left again when you're crossing the streets. Do not run out or ride out in between parked cars. Try to do crosswalks. I know up here there might not be a lot of sidewalks, so you want to make sure that you're staying on the right side of the road, you know, going with traffic, you know, things like that. And again, you know, just make sure you follow your state laws with that. As far as ATV, unfortunately, this has become more and more popular. Of course, we're in a rural area. A lot of children are riding ATVs on, you know, private property and on public roads, which, of course, is against the law. And you want to make sure that you're wearing a helmet. Children, you want to check what your state laws. Children should not be on ATVs until they're 16. However, we're... you know, we know it's happening. We know right. kids are younger and younger. Mm-hmm. That's how they grew up. But unfortunately, as part of my position, I sit on a lot of child death reviews, and yeah. we are seeing a lot of deaths with ATVs on public roads and on private property. Mm-hmm. So, you know, especially in the summertime, we know that it's happening. And, you know, these you really have to watch out, parents and kids alike.
Right, right. Because it is so important, you know, and that's why, you know, you go out there and do these programs and do these trainings and share this information to, you know, save someone from losing a child
right.
from maybe not following the rules and regulations that, you know, that we should be following.
Right, right. And we have to remember, too, that children are still children. Right. I mean, they grow up with this stuff maybe, but they are still children. And, you know, sometimes, you know, nature is a beast and we've gotten a lot of rain. You don't know, you know, where there's a sinkhole, where there, you know, a creek that they might be right through that was only an inch deep could now be, you know, raging, you yeah. know, so you really mm-hmm. have to watch. I mean, and again, they are children.
Right.
So.
Right. And again, as you know, a guardian, adult, parent for, you know, these children is, you know, researching that, you know, if there's programs to take or classes.
Exactly.
You know, look for that in your community.
Right.
You know, and sit with your child and talk about the you know, the safety aspects of all these things.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Right? You know, and another thing too is, you know, I, in the beginning, I was ready to say, you know, you probably do most educations that involve wheels, right? Cars, you know, bikes, right. ATVs that we just talked about. But pedestrian safety is also really important, right? Especially in like small towns like Honesdale, PA, where right. we get a lot of people visiting in the summer and stuff like that, but many people get out of their cars and they walk along the sidewalks and things right. like that. What are some of the guidelines for that?
Yes, yeah, so in Pennsylvania, of course, pedestrians have the right of way. That is the law. And like I said, I've been doing this for about 20 years, and I was part of the initiative when they turned Main Street Honesdale to one way. Mm-hmm. So I've been here a long time. And just recently, a year ago, we were back on Main Street in Honesdale for a pedestrian safety media event because of all the close calls. So we want to make sure that, you know, again, pedestrian versus car, who's going to win? You know, this is what I tell the kids. So if you are a pedestrian, we do know you have the right of way, but you have to be on the defense. You have to know that drivers are distracted. They're not paying attention. And adults, too, you want to cross at the crosswalks or at corners. You don't want to cross in between parked cars. Same with children. Obviously, I talked about that. You don't want to run out in between parked cars. Mm-hmm. Drivers, please be mindful. It is the summer. People are out walking, not just children, adults. People are out walking. Have patience. That's one thing that I think that is missing in this mm-hmm. world is everybody's in a rush. We get it. Everybody's busy going back and forth, vacation, getting their kids to practice. And drivers are distracted and, you know, they could get a little angry. And so we want patience. We want kindness. You know, if you live in an area that has a lot of elderly, they're not running across the road.
Yes.
Please be kind. Mm-hmm. Please be patient.
Right. And I remind myself every time I get in my car when I'm possibly late for a meeting or whatever, the meeting will still be there.
Yes.
Take your time.
Right.
You know, follow the guidelines. And I remind myself that every time I get in my car, just to kind of relax, calm down, and realize that safety aspect
right.
all the time.
Right. Right.
And, you know, speaking of car safety, distracted driving, mm-hmm. there is a new law that came out, the Paul Miller's hand-free.
Right.
I may not be saying it right. Can you explain that to our listeners?
Sure. So it actually just came into effect on June 5th. So this is called the Paul Miller Law. It is in Pennsylvania. It's a hands-free law that for a year, you will get a warning from local police if they see you on your phone. And it is hands-free, which means that you cannot obviously have your phone up to your ear. It has to be docked. So you have to do it through a Bluetooth, which most people do anyway.
Right.
But so you have to be mindful of that. And Eileen Miller is a local mom from Lackawanna County. Her son died over 10 years ago by a distracted driver, and it is named after her son. She has been in and out of Harrisburg for the last 10 years trying to get this law passed. It finally passed. And, you know, it was a long time coming. Most states do have a hands-free law. Mm-hmm. So please remember, and especially I know that there's a lot of people that visit from out of state, although their states that they're visiting from probably already have a hands-free law, New York, New Jersey. But we want Pennsylvania residents to be mindful that there is a hands-free law, and it is a year of warnings. And then next year, June 5th, 2026, it'll be a $50 fine.
Wow.
If you're caught behind the wheel. And I know that she's advocating for stronger penalties with that, too. But this is just the base. You know, beginning, that they're starting with, yes.
Beginning of education, beginning of knowledge, you know, prevent someone else from dying because of distracted driving related to cell phones.
Exactly.
You know, and many of us should know, too, is if you have a cell phone, it has a do not disturb button on it, right? Or driving, you know, I am currently driving. So, you know, that person that really wants to get in touch with you, you put that driving, you know, button on your phone, they know that you will answer them once you get to a safe space.
Right, right. I mean, we're all guilty of being distracted with whatever phones are the biggest, you know, and especially with, you know, teen drivers, there's a lot of this, you know, Snapchatting behind the wheel, TikToking behind the wheel. So we want to, you know, tell our teen drivers also that they need to know that there is a law. This is very dangerous. Just keep your hands on the wheel, eyes on the road, and your mind on driving.
Right, that's it.
Yep.
I mean, it's really not asking much.
No, right,
when
right.
When you're in the car.
Right.
So, you know, and we only probably have about, you know, 3 minutes left. Travel car seat safety. That's really important, too.
Right, right. So I'm a car seat technician and an instructor, and we just want to remind everybody that there is a law in Pennsylvania. So rear-facing, children should be rear-facing until 2 years old. However, we suggest that they max out the seat. So if you have a child who is over 2 years old, they should still stay rear facing if your manufacturer allows it. Please look at the stickers on the side of your car seat, because kids could be rear facing sometimes till 3, 4, 5 years old, as long as they are within the recommendation. So you want to see what the max height is and what the max weight is. So as long as they're within that, they can stay rear facing. It's the safest way to travel. And then once you get into 4 to 8 years old is like the booster seat law. Again, children, even at 6, 7 years old, could be in a 5-point harness forward facing. So if you are listening from Pennsylvania or out of state, a lot of the laws are similar. Go on your web, go on the, you know, your local website, your state website. They should have your local car seat laws. We also want to remind everybody to buckle up. In Pennsylvania, however, we have a primary law for seatbelts under 18, but not a primary law for people over 18. It is a secondary law. So we just want to, but nowadays, I mean, everybody's car barks at you, bings at you, dings at you. So whether you're in the front or especially in the back seat drivers also, please buckle up. There's a lot of misconceptions that you're safer in the back. You're not. So you can still get ejected, still get hurt. So please buckle up your children, buckle up yourself traveling, no matter if it's down the street to the store or 4 hours away to the beach. Please buckle up.
Right, right. Because, you know, studies have shown buckling up, wearing that seatbelt is much safer than not wearing it at all. Overall, the outcomes are so much better.
Yes,
In an accident, right?
Right.
So websites, you talked about the PA.gov.
Right.
What are some other ones for, like, kids safety?
So we have PAKidsTravelSafe.org. And then there's also Safe Kids. There's PA Safe Kids or Safe Kids Worldwide. You could go on those websites and you could see all about children's safety.
Right, right. Because we want to keep our kids safe. We want to keep our adults safe. Everyone say teens, right? That's
right,
the goal here. So Rebecca, I can't believe we could probably talk.
Yes.
Another 15 minutes right. just about safety and kids and driving and all of that stuff. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So I'm going to thank you so much for being on the show today. Any last words?
Just please stay safe and, you know, have me up again. We can dedicate a whole show to teen driving.
Right. And, you know, the radio show is just the beginning to get that word out about what you do. But, you know, you can come to different, you know, groups like play groups, right? With children or teen center groups mm-hmm. or, you know, we definitely are going to have you in our school program this year.
Great.
So again, thank you so much for joining.
You're welcome. Thank you.
You're welcome. And again, this is Carol Kanier, Community Relations Manager for Way Memorial Hospital. We want to wish you safety this summertime and enjoy. Thank you for listening.